Watcher, and a very warm welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And I thought we'd start with a live Count Basie jam session. Having just said that, I've chosen a piano-based drums number. It's unusual to hear Basie in this format, so let's enjoy. Recorded in July 77 as part of the Montreux Jazz Festival of that year, a Norman Grant's produced event, so all the big names are here. And Basie handpicked seven of the very best to accompany him on this jam session. No rehearsal, although Basie knew exactly what he wanted to play, and it proves that Basie was much more than a sparse pianist. He's accompanied here by Ray Brown bass and Jimmy Smith drums. The song was an impromptu blues called Trio Blues. And as I've got this album out, I'm going to play you another track, if I may. This features Benny Carter on alto. The song, These Foolish Things, first appeared in the 1936 London musical Spread It Abroad and almost disappeared from view, but Benny Goodman had a hit with it that very same year, and so did others, including Billie Holiday, and it was on its way to becoming a standard. Whilst the Basie Jam Session is an octet, Basie limits the risks involved by splitting the soloists on the ballads, and that was the wonderful Benny Carter on alto. I'll mention the other so far unheard musos for completeness' sake: Vic Dickinson and Al Gray trombones, Roy Eldridge trumpet, and Zoot Sims tenor. They all come together on the upbeat numbers, and Basie, without prior warning, gets Roy to do a vocal. And it's Basie again on this next one, in big band mode this time. We're going to have to rename the show The Real Enjoyment of Basie, but actually it's the Basie Band without a pianist. I'll tell you more after we've heard this track. And it's also our Ellingtonian slot. Now that gives you a hint. A Duke Ellington compo, One More Once, written especially for this July 61 recording session, which features the entire big band of Count Basie and the whole gang from Duke Ellington's band. A whiz of a marketing idea which doesn't quite come off. Fun to hear, but nothing truly, truly memorable. The Duke and the Count sat out that number. The soloists were Frank Foster, Frank Wes and Bud Johnson from the Basie Band, and Paul Gonzalez and Jimmy Hamilton from the Ellington side. Basie is the pianist on most tracks, but insisted that Billy Strayhorn takes over the piano stool for Take the A Train. Good call, Count. That song, One More Once, was titled after a well-known Basie saying. It wasn't on the original LP, but came out on the reissued CD. It was also released on a Columbia compilation LP in 74 called The World of Swing, featuring all the best big bands. Let's slow down a bit, and no Basie. And of course, Mac the Knife has become a standard over the years as well. Here it's played at the White Horse Studio in Portland, Oregon, November 96, by one of my very favourite pianists, Jessica Williams. She's backed by a local Portland-based player, Dave Captain. Captain spelt with E-I-N at the end, but I assume it's still pronounced like our regular captain. Or it could be Captain or Captain. Who knows? Well, Dave obviously knows. Mel Brown drums. Next one's called Groove Juice Special, as you'll hear.
We would like to play a very solid number, very groovy, title The Groove Juice Special.
I hit that dive today, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man and I ain't got time to shake your hand. I hit that dive today, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Ha ha ha!
from a 10-inch LP called Opera in Voot and subtitled Groove Juice Symphony, and there are just two musos. The leader is guitarist Slim Gaylard. You'll no doubt remember him best from his work with bassist Slam Stewart. Yes, Slim and Slam. But here in LA in April 46, the bassist is Bam Brown. So, Slim and Bam. Both musos also play piano and, as you heard, sing. Slim also plays drums and the vibes. And you could imagine what a crowd pleaser he was. Well, we heard that LA audience having a whale of a time. Slim wasn't his real name, obviously. That was Booley. His place and date of birth vary lots. Much else in his colourful life comes in different versions, but he was a very, very accomplished muso and an expert in vocalese, as we heard. His big hits were Cement Mixer, Putty Putty, Flat Foot Floogie with a Floy Floy, and of course, his Groove Juice Special, of which we only heard the first movement. Next up, a great version of the Horace Silver compo, Senor Blues.
Thank you.
Senor Blues, recorded here in London in May 59, under the leadership of altoist Joe Harriott. Hank Shaw was on trumpet, Harry South piano, Coleridge Good bass and Bobby Orr drums. Joe Harriott had arrived in the UK in 51 from his hometown of Kingston, Jamaica, and immediately found work. Incidentally, Coleridge Good was also from Kingston, Jamaica. Harriott was never a big name with the record-buying public, but he did gain a reputation in jazz circles for his warm, fluent playing. He later went on to free jazz, but I find I still like his playing there, even though I'm not a great fan of the freestyle. And now, Bud Powell. Bud Powell Trio in New York in Feb 57. Powell on piano, he said rather unnecessarily. George Duvivier bass, and he wrote that song, Another Dozen, as though adding yet more to the original numbers was a chore. Oh, Another Dozen. Art Taylor drums. The troubled and often unreliable Powell could still turn in great performances like that, even though many purists believe his best work was way, way behind him by the mid-late 50s. Let's now creep into the 60s. And we're off to Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio for the very first time this week. The tough Texas tenor Arnette Cobb made a very good career as a leader and as a co-leader, but is still best remembered for his exciting solo on Flying Home when he's in the Lionel Hampton Band. But he's so much more than that, and I chose a ballad, a fast ballad albeit, to demonstrate the more lyrical side of his tenor playing, and that is the Freed Brown song, All I Do Is Dream of You. That was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in Feb 1960. Bobby Timmons was on piano, and whatever Timmons did for the rest of his short career, he'll always be remembered for being a jazz messenger and writing Moaning. Sam Jones, bass, Arthur Taylor, drums, and Buck Clark, conga. The album, a prestige album, is called Moving Right Along. And for this next one, we're going to hear a hymn played as a solo piano piece. This ECM album, recorded March 1980 in Ludwigsburg, is all of sacred hymns by G.I. Gurdsief, if that's the correct pronunciation of his name. George Ivanovich Gurdsief seemed to combine all sorts of strange things, including hypnotic waking sleep with yoga, and somehow involve those in his so-called fourth way with both his choreography and his music, and in many, many other somewhat odd aspects of his life. On this occasion, his hymns are brought alive by Keith Jarrett. That hymn was called Prayer and Despair. And let's have a bluesy number to follow the hymn. saxophonist Gary Bartz is the leader on this Atlantic album, recorded in 96 in New York and entitled The Blues Chronicles and subtitled Tales of Life. It's a very varied album, vocals including rap and even a street hollerer, if there even is such a word. That song we've just heard was called, mysteriously, Makes Me Wanna Moan. And the liner notes tell us it's a groove. Anyway, it's a five-bar blues. Tom Williams, trumpet, George Colligan, piano, and I loved his playing. James King, bass, and Greg Bandy, drums. The singer, John Hendricks, pianist, Cyrus Chestnut, and guitarist, Russell Malone, also feature on this intriguing album. How intriguing? Well, let's listen to the very last and very short track. It's called both Hustler's Holler and Song of the Street. Matt Cara Alley is the street vendor, and John Hendricks closes out the song. It's different. It's very, very different.
Dynamite books, take a look, stop and shop, stop and shop. Do not go home without the best. Follow your nose, it always knows, your nose knows, stop and shop. You want something quality for your home? We got the dynamite incense right here. You need a good book to read? We got the books. Take a look, get a good book. Good books for your good mind. Dynamite incense for your home, the best, the very best in handmade incense. From your garden of paradise in America. Why not? Why not invest your money into something quality? Why waste your money and your time on that incense that makes your house smell like wood when you can get this dynamite incense that makes your house smell good? Come spend that money with us. Do not go home without the best. Stop and shop, stop and shop, stop and shop. Let your nose be the judge, let your nose be the judge. The one that'll get the job done.
I got some taters and tomatoes. I got a whole lot of stuff. I got a cart full of fixings. Never get enough. Put the pots on.
Very different, but fun to hear. Well, I hope it was. But let's get straight back to the real thing. And for that, there is nothing better than something from the best-selling jazz LP of all time. Best-selling album, I should say, as the many CD reissues and CD repackages still sell enormously well. Yes, it's Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. Let's enjoy the first track, Miles's compo So What. It's a long, long track, but I hope we'll get most of it in. Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Cannonball Adderley alto, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. Recorded March 59 at Columbia's 30th Street studio in New York, the Converted Church, if you remember. Let the waves just wash over you. So what? As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this trip along the shelves of my record collection, and I equally hope you're going to be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.